And notice if there are any particular places that need to be stretched, first of all, neck or shoulders or arms or hands. Or your back. Or your legs. And even if we're all sitting down, you can move around a little bit on your chair or your couch so that you get a good sense of aliveness in your rear end as well as everything else. That too belongs in your somatic totality. Usually we can all get inspired by each other's yawns, but now you'll just have to be inspired by mine today. You can take a peek once in a while because people are yawning. Oh. And also take some time to touch yourself, to touch your head, your face. Start there. Ooh. Your neck and throat and your scalp. Now that we're all washing hands a lot, just take a moment to notice whether your hands need more hand lotion than you've been giving them. And there might be other parts of your body that want to be touched, like your shoulders, or your lower back, or your legs, or your feet. Oh. Since most of us probably are getting less touch than we're used to, we have to do a bit more of touching ourselves. And you're still welcome to keep on massaging any parts that need it. Or stretching or moving any areas of the body that want it. And I'm just going to make a little noise here because I need to blow my nose. There we go. I hope that didn't sound too much like a thunderstorm. Ah, yes. Other people needed to blow their noses too. Very good. But as you continue to kind of drop into your body, also start to notice just the rhythm of your breathing. when you're yawning and when you're not yawning. And you may find that there's an impulse to kind of different than stretching, which is just to move a little bit, to rock a little bit from side to side or from front to back. Or you may feel happy to be more still. Either way is fine. The most important thing is to keep deepening into or dropping into this sense of inner aliveness. Noticing how your breathing moves your body. Taking time to notice all the parts that shift with each breath. There are the areas that are really easy to feel, like the air coming in through your nose and going up behind your eyes, or above your eyes actually, and then down. You can follow the air going down through your throat. You can feel your chest expanding. And take a bit of time to notice how far down can you actually feel the air? How far in can you feel the air itself? It's easier on the inhale because it's cool, the air is cool. On the exhale, it's often a very different feeling because it's warm, so we kind of know that we're exhaling. But where does the air sensation become clear? And then shift to noticing the whole area of your chest, your back, your belly, your lower back. This whole torso that is moving each time you inhale, each time you exhale. There's a wave motion all the way through your torso. So take a bit of time to just feel the whole verticalness of sitting like this, that from very close to the top of your head, kind of where the air goes in above your eyes, going a bit farther in, feeling the center of your head, and then all the way down through your head, down through your neck, sort of pretty much following the air. air, but deep inside, falling down your spine, all the way down through your belly, your stomach, your belly, all the way down to your pelvic floor. There's a movement that follows that whole path, both on the inhale and the exhale. Just listen into that for a bit. Just to bring our legs into this, play with lifting your feet just a little bit on each inhale and releasing on the exhale, so that you're connecting a movement of your feet and legs to your breathing rhythm. It doesn't have to be very much, just enough that you can feel the connection. And it's easy to overdo it, and then you kind of lose a sense of connection. So it's not hard work, it's just tiny lift. You feel as if you can do that without kind of over-focusing or straining. Bring your hands and arms into this too. The movement can be so small that it actually can't be seen from the outside, only felt. Just that tiny little lift now with both your feet and your hands at the same time. And as you relax again, so stop the lifting of your hands and feet, notice if anything feels different in your breathing now, if your body feels different in this breathing wave than it did before. And moving on to feelings, the sense of feelings that are closest right now. What is the clearest feeling or mood that you're noticing at this moment? And again, noticing it with your breathing, letting your breath blend with this emotion or mood or feeling. Besides the one that's in the foreground, there may be more feelings. We were talking before the meditation about having the deepest resource, which is one kind of feeling, and also the pain or fear, which is another kind of feeling. And both of those are also, of course, in the greater emotional field of your life right now. So widening your sense of feelings to be not just the main one right now, but the whole sky, like the sky can have many different cloud formations and moods at the same time, we can too. So noticing those different inner weather patterns, the ones that you can feel easily right now, and just including them. The positive ones and the negative ones. Letting your breathing be blend with all of them. And from here, go specifically to heart feelings, the sense of gratitude, the sense of compassion, the sense of empathy. Those feelings that connect us to a much wider world, a much wider circle of human beings and other beings. Notice which of those three, compassion, empathy, gratitude, is strongest in you right now. Or if they're all vibrating in your system. Letting your breathing blend again with that experience that heart feeling is your breath and your breath is heart feeling. From here, move to your sense of your field of awareness. There may be thoughts in your field of awareness, but there's also other perceptions. You're noticing sounds around you, sound of my voice, sounds from your own environment. You're noticing how your attention moves between different parts of the body, noticing different feelings. That whole space of all the things that you experience and the thoughts that come with both your emotions and your heart feelings, or images that come with that. Just allowing that creative unfolding that keeps happening inside awareness. Perception, sensation, feeling, emotion, thought, image. Information from the outer world, from the inner world. Just noticing all of that, allowing yourself to widen with that. Also widening into your awareness, all our awareness of our societies, the place where our attention these days is touching each other in a different way. Where both our kindness and our fear collectively is more visible. So feeling that sense of the awareness space and allowing it to blend with your breathing and your breathing to blend with it. And from here, bring your attention to your Sorry. Bring your attention to your sense of spirit, whether it's a specific sense of God or the experience of nature, or a specific tree, or a sense of the spring that is unfolding around us, or a sense of life itself, or a lineage, a spiritual teaching lineage, whatever it is. Turn your awareness and touch your sense of spirit, inviting or asking for a blessing. Blessing into you, your body, your feelings, your mental space, your awareness. And from there, outwards, asking that this blessing may spread outwards to everyone that you touch with your awareness, everyone that is in your circle of people that you know. And onwards, out to all the people who are suffering physically, emotionally, all of those who are ill, both with COVID and many, many other things, all of those who are in trouble with their livelihoods, and all of those who were suffering before this difficulty arose in the world. People who are starving or suffering in other ways. Ask for a blessing. And to the world itself, life in this planet, on this planet. Returning to the human field, a blessing on all those who are helping those in need, both with this pandemic, but also with all the other things that need help in the world. So we were at the blessing to all those who help. And back again to the sense of your own breathing, that waves of your breathing and the sense of blessing, the sense of gifts from spirit, are present at the same time, blend into each other. Mm. And it's time to start moving out of this meditation. Remembering to allow this space to be still open for you so that it's available as soon as you turn your attention in that direction. And I think it's time to unmute everybody and to stop the recording.